Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode. We have a lovely guest today. Aria Young is joining us, and I'm really excited that she's here. She is a spiritual mentor. She's a guide, author, cosmic channel, earth priestess, and lover of life. She shares spiritual practices, transmissions, and divine reminders on her YouTube channel, and she offers in-person immersions, online programs, and healing experiences. Her mission is to bring souls home to their hearts, rekindle our relationship with Mother Earth, and create ripples of harmonious truth. So welcome to the show, Aria.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm really excited to talk to you about a topic that has been on my mind for quite some time. So I'm really glad that you're here to discuss it. And the topic is light language. I would like to know how that started for you, because it seems as if it has come out of nowhere and it's readily available for everybody. So you see it a lot on YouTube, you hear it on, I don't have TikTok, but I know it's on TikTok. So I would like to know how this began for you.
Yeah. And I love to know that it's in many places now, because yeah. When I started tuning into it, it was very hard to find. I found maybe the first woman that I heard speak it. Her name at the time was Zena, and she on Instagram, and it just popped up randomly on Instagram, just a black screen, and she was just speaking it, and I could feel it in my body, and it just like had this sense of remembrance, like it was very familiar to me. And at the time I wasn't really like looking into a lot of new things. I had just started maybe a couple years prior my yoga journey, and this was how many years ago? Oh my gosh, time. I don't know. I've been on this journey with yoga for about 10 years, and I feel like 2 years after that, so I would have been maybe like, I don't know, like fresh adult. And I was finally kind of getting into meditation and channeling and opening myself up and seeing like, wow, I can really bring through these beautiful meditations. So I saw that video, I was very curious. And then it really tied to a woman named Heather, and she calls herself Activation Vibration still to this day. And she had this transmission. It was so simple on YouTube, just her on her phone sharing some things that really resonated with me to the point of like tears. And I was like, I'm not the only one. And so that opened me up to like listen to more of those transmissions. And it wasn't something that I looked up online very much. And even if I did, there's like not a lot of information. Even now, there's still not a lot of information about it. But I was just really soul searching. And what I really saw this as in my journey was just like diving into myself and what actually resonated with me. I didn't really look into many books or many videos or anything on the topic or anything in general. I was like, okay, just create space, call in the guides, call in the ancestors of the highest and purest light, my angels, and just like really tune in. And this is where like I gained a lot of information and insight and courage to actually say yes to more mentorship and to actually reach out to these people that were doing this. I was like, what is this? I feel like I need to be doing this. What can I do? So this woman, she was like my first mentor in this. She helped me kind of understand where it was coming from, because it always felt really good. And she helped me get over a lot of fears that I was having and doubts that I was having, because it was terrifying, like listening to what seems like gibberish that feels so good and so familiar, like come out of your mouth or someone else. And yeah, and I, at the time I was living with my family, so I would be so quiet in my room and I'd be like, I'm just gonna be like meditating, don't need to come in here. And then I would like quietly be whispering like, I have this Instagram. She challenged me to just go on Instagram when I was ready to kind of like share this, because this was just like every single day I chose one time a day to just tune in and see like what wanted to come through me, what energy wanted to come through me, and how it wanted to be expressed from like the depths of my soul when I really connect with myself. Because oftentimes in meditation, we don't think about like expressing. You know, we're all about like releasing what's outside of us, coming inward, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever the purpose may be, if we're doing like a guided meditation. But this was so different because I was almost like waiting for something to happen, and normally it wouldn't. And then when I actually released that sense of doing that, it really came out. So then I felt really called to offer it to other people, and she challenged me to get on Instagram. I have an Instagram. I think it's zaria.light, if anyone's like curious to see what those first transmissions were like in my journey. And that was really fun. It really helped me kind of open up. But yeah, and from that place, I didn't ask very many questions, and I wish I would have, but this is something that I've been asking myself and just talking with a lot of other people about, like, what is light language? Is it tongues? Because a lot of people say it's tongues, and this form of prayer or this form of energy transmission or transmission of information, communication, it's just expression. And I really believe that it can be all of those things. I truly do believe that it could be any form in that way. It is definitely a form of communication. It's definitely a form of transmission, of healing, activation, opening. And I also think it can be a form of prayer, because it's something that doesn't actually need to be just spoken. It could just be energy. It could be your hands. It could be movement. It could be dance. It could be actual symbols. It looks very similar to many ancient and sacred symbols as well, when people are actually just allowing themselves to intuitively bring through those codes within them. So it really is every form of communication and expression, is this light language. But it's really fascinating and something that is also very personal to the soul as well, as what I've found.
So for people who have never even heard of light language, period, how would you, I know it's a form of communication, but how would you describe it? Because, you know, for each person, it seems like it's relatively unique. So, you know, if you were to go online and, you know, search for somebody who is transmitting light language, it does sound very specific to the individual. So how, okay, this is going to be sound ridiculous, but I don't know so much about it. But when you say it's communication, are you receiving like literal, like words that you understand, a message that is clear to you that you know through that language that you're expressing outwards? Is that the way it comes? Because you kind of referred to speaking in tongues, and I was going to talk about this too, because some people do liken it to speaking in tongues, where they, you know, to the outside world or to, you know, observers who are watching, they don't know exactly what's being said, but the person it's being expressed through knows the message. So would you say that there's like similarities in that way? Like there is a message that you understand intuitively?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll do this in parts. So first way, the way I like to explain light language is that it's a universal form of energy transmission and communication. So universal meaning that even if you don't understand what's happening, a part of you, if you're here receiving it, if it's meant for you, is going to receive it and understand it on a deeper level or a more subconscious level. And it takes, I feel like it takes a level of awareness depending on the channel, depending on the transmission, depending on you, what it is that you're receiving. But this is something that is, I want to say it feels very new to a lot of people. They feel it like it's very new age and everything, but it is very ancient. And this is something, it's almost like a technology that has been used for a very long time and been called many things, which is why I mentioned tongues a lot. So there are similarities, but it's not exactly the same. Because with tongues, basically, you are communicating, like that's the way of communication. And you're like taken over by this divine source and communicating. It's often like prayers to this one God or the divine in some way. With light language, it very much can be an expression of your soul. And remembering that our souls are multidimensional, they're connected to lineages not only on this earth, but also lineages in the stars. So your soul is made up all of this information, and it comes out in this form of song. It comes out in this form of art, basically, that you are expressing. So when you see it expressed, it can be very different to person to person, depending on what it is that they're channeling from within them. So it's not necessarily something that you're hearing and that you're relaying. A lot of the time it's instantaneous. It's a very natural process, which is why it also can be very similar to tongues. So that natural process of just like allowing yourself to express it, some people can often understand. I know that I can often understand what it is that's coming through. And often in my videos, I'll say, like, okay, like we're doing this, or this is the general message. Depending on whoever's channeling it, maybe they're connecting with a specific star system or guide or ascended master or something, and they can actually receive information from them, but they don't necessarily relay it in light language because it's so instantaneous. It's something that's just a natural process. I have been able to think in light language. I know a lot of people that think in that way and just like naturally do it. For me, I had no idea that I was doing it when I was a child. I called the language Wapacha and I would just like speak it in as a form of like expressing because I didn't know what other words to say. And a lot of people that work with kids or work with people that have more disabilities or whether it is with their speech and oftentimes, this light language is something that they connect with because it is like a form of communication that they just generally understand, which is very fascinating as well. It's very opening and relaxing, depending on, where people are at when they are truly channeling it through. But really, it comes from within. You can also use it to communicate with other beings. You can use it in many forms, just like we use our own language, but it is not a set language because of. It is a natural, universal kind of energy transmission that comes from our own frequencies and vibrations of our soul, if that makes sense.
Yes, that does make sense. And that answers one of the questions that I had as well. So you kind of referenced the fact that, yes, we're multidimensional. Yes, we're connected to multiple energetic lineages. So when you're doing light language, do you have to set the intention to be in communication with a specific, I don't know, star system, for example, in order to communicate in that way? Is that Or is it just like a natural, are you meditating and then it's just whatever comes in, whatever frequency comes in is what comes in?
I think it's per choice. So oftentimes it's really nice to have an intention, especially if you don't know where to start and you feel like, like I really resonate with this, and maybe you don't know where to start, or if you're learning more about your own form of transmission or connecting with your own guides or star systems or beings, whatever, maybe even just yourself. It's a really good idea to set an intention. I think that's really, really powerful no matter what. But I know that when I was first starting, it was really helpful to not set an intention and just open myself up to allow myself to let my soul express. And this is where I always suggest, I mentor people in this work, and I always suggest that people start with their heart, they start with their soul to really see, like, how do you express rather than connecting with other beings first. Because I feel like that creates a relationship and an opening of your own expression. So I feel like it could go either way depending on the person, but intention is definitely always powerful.
So what exactly then, when you are expressing it, what does it physically feel like for you?
It literally feels like that. It feels like home. Like I get all smiley, I get all giddy, I get really just like there's a level of ease in my body when I experience this, even if there is like something that we're moving through that may be really heavy or whatever the transmission may be for others. Like there's always this sense of like oneness and peace that comes along with it. Just very much a familiar energy. I feel like if I were to compare it to something, perhaps this will kind of help. When you get into, if you do like meditation or have like a really nice shavasana or whatever it may be, and you're just like finally able to like let go, that's what it feels like. That finally, that moment where you just connect and you're here, you've like arrived fully present. And I feel like light language is such like a beautiful way as you're creating space for it to just like immediately drop into the present because that's where everything is. That's where everything is flowing from. So yeah, that's how I would describe it. But it does like my body moves differently depending on the transmission. But no matter what, there's always like the sense of ease in my body and in my emotions. And yeah, it's definitely a ride as well.
So when you were so just kind of going back, because I think I meant to ask this earlier. So when you were first learning, were you surprised by the expression? Did you, I mean, were you skeptical at all at the
Oh
beginning?
yeah. I'm a huge skeptic about
Yeah.
everything. Like, no matter to the end of my days, I've realized this about me. Like, I'm always gonna be skeptical. I'm gonna be like, yes and no. But yeah, I was super skeptical, but I was also just really open to listening to my heart and what was calling me. And I knew that this was something, like, immediately as I heard it, I knew I was like, this is what you're supposed to be doing with your voice. And I had received this like even years after from this sky astrologer. Her name's Claudette, but she was like looking at my chart and she's like, you're meant to be singing, but like in a different form of language. But anyway, where was I going with this? Yeah, so I was very skeptical and it was also like kind of scary because I was surprised with what was coming out. And yeah, I just didn't know what to do with it. I knew how it felt, and I feel like that's what I clung on to the most when I was starting to do it. And it was really just like a process of moving through doubt of myself, trust of myself, and not even just my gifts, but like of me, of my ability to even allow something like this through me, because it felt really freeing. And a lot of the times, freedom can feel terrifying when we are actually like on the brink of it or we're able to touch it. You know, we can dip our toe into this pool of freedom. And that's what it felt like. Like, I don't know, but I had like this sense of like, you need to be doing this. So yeah, I was skeptical, but I was also just really, really open to it and very surprised for sure.
Because I do think there are a number of people, which I'm sure you know, that are really skeptical of this expression of this form. It is just, different
Yeah.
and new. And like I said before, I've watched several videos online because I was curious, because for me it was new because I've heard of like codes and then like language, and I was like, what's going on here? Like I'm interested, I'm curious. I'm like, what did I miss? But yes, I think there's a lot of skepticism from a lot of people, and I, which obviously that can be a hurdle when trying to learn anything, but I'm sure specifically even with light language.
Yeah, definitely. And the thing that really got to me was like how much there was like a lack of information about it. And even the books that I was looking up, I haven't read them. But I wasn't called to them. I was like, I was still skeptical of those. So, and this is coming from someone that like channels it through. And what I always suggest is the experience. Like, allow yourself to experience. At the end of the day, like our experience, and what we believe is our reality. And this is something that no matter who I've worked with, how many people are skeptical, going into spaces where they don't have, you know, their first like women's circles and things like that. And I'm coming in here being like, you don't have to understand this, but here we go. And like offering this and just asking and seeing, having them inquire within, like, what did you experience, without needing to make up anything, because you don't need to do that. No one needs that. But like, really, what did you experience? And there's always been an experience. What, no matter how small or big, in quotations, it would have been, like, there's a sense of something occurring. And what's really fascinating about light language is that it affects all of us different. One transmission, let's say, like, it's for like light language to open up your heart, right? Mm-hmm. This could do very many things. One, like, some certain sounds or symbols could affect you very differently than someone else. And this is what I started to see as I was working with whole groups and offering these codes, was that like someone was receiving one thing and another was receiving another thing, because it's their souls taking in exactly what is resonant to them and what they are open to. So yeah, it's very, very interesting. One thing I do want to note, and this is something that I want to look a little bit deeper into as well, but when I was first like researching, light language was something that the, I might be wrong about this, but I think the Mayan people had this, or it may have even been Mexican, but they actually had this technology where they used colors and symbols to, and they called it light language, for very specific healing. So this seemed very related to like when people are creating their codes or certain sounds for healing for very specific reasons, but they were able to find, you know, and channel through very specific colors and codes for very specific reasons. And I feel like the light language that a lot of people are doing now is more so like in the moment here, and mm-hmm. it's not like a one size fits all type thing. Which is why it's fascinating and so wonderful that so many people are allowing this to come through.
So since it's in the here and now, then it can't be specifically channeled, you think, for healing, just as an example, like ailments or distress in any kind of way, or?
I think it definitely can. I really do believe that light language, when used in deep resonance, can really do just about anything. And it's something that I'm continuing within my life every single day, like practicing and studying within myself and within my colleagues and the people that I work with, is continuing to see like, okay, open yourself up to allow yourself to give yourself this healing, to give yourself, you know, this moment. And yeah, that has been really fascinating. I've seen it really help a lot of like migraines and headaches so far, because that was something that I really dealt with, and like stomach pains. And this isn't always. I feel like there is a specific vibration and resonance that you tune into, or that your soul is used to, or even that your body and your being is used to emitting. And the more, I guess you could say, vibrationally high that we get, we're able to bring through even more powerful frequencies to emit. But it's really up to our bodies to also be able to receive that. So I feel like there's a lot of like mixtures within that, or complications that you could say. It's very intricate, but at the same time, it really is at the level of trust and at the level of being open to receive it. But yeah, I really do believe it. As someone that's still like studying it.
Definitely. And I do think it is very interesting that it, like you said, I mean, it just depends on the frequency in terms of how it can help, or in the way that it heals somebody, or, you know, can, I'm assuming as well, if it's endless, then it can clear blocks or activate something, or I'm not sure what the limits are, but it just seems like, it can do a lot of things that maybe we're not even privy to at the moment.
Yeah, I don't even think a lot of us are really open to many of the miracles that it can bring through. And I think that because we are so deeply connected, like consciously on a mental level as well, there can be just a lot of humanity blocks with certain things as well. So being able to almost like pull ourselves from that and open to really like stepping away from that constraint, I feel like there can be some really powerful things that happens. But for now I really see it as this really beautiful and fun way to open, to express, to receive, to just like remember to tune back into a level of ease and peace and joy and knowing that there is connection and you don't have to have the words.
Definitely. So I know you said earlier, like when you're first learning that you should just be tapping into your inner self, so or your heart, so it can express itself. But as you become more comfortable with it, you do start to communicate with other star systems or other beings. So what has that experience been like for you, and what are some of the differences between them?
It has been fascinating. And I believe the first times that I ended up doing it was live on YouTube. I was like, all right, the Arcturians, they're calling me, let's go. And which was really fun. It's just really interesting to see how quick the information comes through. And I've been recently tuning more into the Akashic Records for the first time, and I'm seeing that the information, how quick it's coming, is very similar to light language. So if you're familiar with the Akashic Records, you know it's this record place of like everything, depending on what you're tuning into. So light language came in very much as quickly as that, or the information that was coming through. So as I was channeling it, and when I'm channeling, I'm not allowing any being to actually inhabit my body. This is really a communication, right? This is not me being that vessel for them. And that's a choice that I've made personally to really allow myself to work with my own energy without anything interfering. So, and this has been really fun because I can communicate with them and channel through these energies because I have a connection with them. There's a lot of the times it feels more difficult to connect with star beings that I am not. Like I don't have a lineage with or a connect much of a connection with. So I think that's really important. And I'm sure there's people out there that can do that, but that's something that I've realized about myself. So yeah, overall it's been really fun to see that and to like inquire more from them and bring them through. And they're always so kind. I always ensure that this is something that I've taken from multiple people as I was like working on my channeling journey is to call forth these beings of the highest and purest light. There's always going to be different levels of vibration of any being. Think of us humans. It's the same. Even though they're like greatly high vibrational, they could be super intelligent, but not necessarily have the highest good in mind for all beings. So I always ensure that I'm connecting with those beings of that race or of this lineage and whatever it may be of these beings. So allowing that to come through, it feels very free as well and really fun to connect with because they're just so gentle. They're so gentle and with your own process and that's really been my journey with it. It's really fun and I'm always learning something new.
What do you think there are some like common misconceptions that people have about light language?
That they have to learn it. I feel like that's a really big one. Like, all right, how do I learn it? I'm like, well, if you feel called to it, if you're someone that is meant to channel this through in a very specific way, you're going to do it if you give yourself the time and the space to, you know, and the intention to do actually do it. For some people, it just comes at them like a Kundalini awakening, but they're just like speaking this or they see it, they resonate with it. I feel like that's the biggest one though. And also another one is that light language can come from different places. Light language is often, yes, a universal language. And I think it's very important that when you are receiving a transmission that you actually resonate with the channel or with whatever it is that's coming through with you, right? Not necessarily assuming that, like, oh, because I don't resonate with this, that this is bad. Because of the universe, it doesn't do that. This is just of a different vibration. And some people really do have that misconception of, like, okay, there's like good light language and bad light language. And while it is very powerful, it just really depends on the vibration that you're tuning into, right? And you can tell when someone's really trying to bring it through and when they're really allowing it to come through. So I feel like those are the two biggest ones that I've seen.
And how do you, since you work with people, with light language, how do you help them get over the initial skepticism or fear that they have when they're quote unquote, like learning to express it?
So, really just letting them know and just having them return to themselves to really inquire within, like, don't take it from me. Take it from your soul. Really just like listen inward. And this is most of that journey of opening yourself up to us. It is a relationship that you are cultivating with your own expression in whatever form it may be. And also a relationship with your mind, because your mind is going to interfere and be like, this is gibberish. You don't know what you're talking about. And the intuition that comes through this light language, it's very much instant. Right? And it's the questioning, whatever comes after, that's the mind. So a lot of the journey is really them seeing what exists in my mind. What is my ego trying to do? What am I trying to receive from this? What is my purpose for even allowing this through? And these are really good indicators of like where you're at and what you get to work with as you're allowing it through. Because you can still be having all of the doubts, all the fears as you're channeling this through. Your mind will be going nuts while like you're still going through it, right? And you can observe it. So really teaching people to observe what's happening within them and allowing them to honor their truths. Because this, like this light language, depending on your beliefs, it's all about honoring your truths and what really feels good to you.
So would you say that even though you've been practicing for a little while, you've had unexpected experiences, whether it's, I don't know, contact with a new star system and they express itself through you or through some just another, you know, random experience or just something unexpected? Do you continue to have those little surprises as you keep moving forward on this journey?
So I would say that the surprises are really just it coming through when you're not intending it to come through. Mm-hmm. Like I've been in a Walmart sometimes and I'm like moving. I'm like, well, something's going on. Like I'm moving energy. Like things are shifting. Or you're feeling called to do some level of work. I know some people are really called to like when they see certain people really just like speak it or, mm-hmm. you know, emit it in some way. They almost feel called to like offer it to others. And that's, I feel like, is what used to not only surprise me but will almost like catch me, because I'm like, okay, it's happening at this moment. So I feel like that would be the only moment. I don't necessarily have beings come and like try to channel light language with me. It's something that I initiate, and I've made that very clear within my energy field. So if they do come, it's in a communication of a different way or what have you, but oftentimes no. Yeah, not in that way. I've set my limits on certain things, and I really create space for those things to come through, and when they do, I very much just channel the energy within me, and sometimes it really just isn't even through light language. It's just, you know, honoring, and it's very much like an inward conversation that happens.
Awesome. Well, I mean, it's so, like I said before, it's just very new to me. And I just think it has to be a very interesting experience for many people. And yes, I think you do. There has to be a level of courage when you're doing it, but especially like a level of trust, because it is what I would think, you know, is very new territory and a very different mode of soul expression, if you want to call it that.
Yeah. I definitely love seeing it more so not as just a language, but as your soul's resonance. Like, this is your resonance
Definitely.
coming through. Like, this is just your vibration
Like, this
sharing
is what I
itself in
sound
the
like.
form of, yeah, this is what I sound like at this moment, and this is what I sound like at this moment. So it's definitely like, if anyone's really called to it or really, really curious, like, allow yourself to be in spaces of receiving. And receiving openly, allow yourself to have all the questions. I did the same thing. And yeah, I feel like it's very much a deep, beautiful form of liberation that we get to tap into and that we get to accept. And it's fascinating to see people open up to, okay, there are different ways of expressing. There are different ways. And thank you. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Aria, for joining us today on the show to talk about light language. It's very interesting. Again, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, do you have any specific promotions that you want to highlight? Or if they, you know, want to work with you, how can they find you?
Yeah, my website is the best place to find me. It's ariazyoung.com. And then my YouTube, if you're super curious about just receiving some light language, I have some really, I have like a whole playlist on the chakras. If you're looking to tune into that, the chakras are a wonderful way to just like move through a lot if you are really interested in allowing this expression through. Another thing that we have going on coming more September, October, and this isn't even announced yet, but we are going to have a nice little support group, a light language support group. So for those that are interested in just receiving it, being in a nice intimate group to just receive activations and transmissions and talk about it and just be in a space, I felt called to hold this for 10 days over a certain amount of time. So look out for that, join the email list, check out my YouTube, and yeah, that's where I'll be.
Awesome. Thank you so much again for being on the show. And everybody, I will post all of her information in the show description notes. So thank you again, Aria. And I hope you have a good day ahead.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Thank you.